Gnaganatam Pitam Tam Sijivam Sadaitam Sadatutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shivadha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shivishakam Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kantam Mostate Tattakanchana Gorangi Adhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishubhanu Sute Devi Pranami Vrindavani Vanchakalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyeva Cha Patitanam Pavani Pyo Vaishnavibhyo Namunmaham Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, in the description of the Maha Mantra that we chant, Hare Krishna, the Hare is the vocative form of Hara, which means O Hara, O Mother Hara. Hara is the transcendental female form, expansion of the Lord, Hari. So we're approaching Srimati Radharani, Hara, to please engage us in devotional service. Hare Krishna. And then we're approaching Krishna. So this is the Vaishnava system. First approach the Lord's energy, Shakti, Shaktiman. Because being feminine, she has the very soft-hearted, very kind, easy to please. We see throughout the pastimes of Krishna, even the most exalted, learned ladies, they're very compassionate and soft-hearted. For example, Rukmini, she's the first queen of Krishna, and her brother Rukmi was on her marriage day was very upset, and he challenged Krishna. He even tried to kill Krishna, and when Krishna defeated him and was preparing to kill him, Rukmini begged her husband, please don't kill him, he's my brother. So Krishna could not disobey her request. So Rukmini is also an expansion of Srimati Radharani. All the goddesses of fortune are expansions of this most exalted personality, who is able to give pleasure to Krishna. Therefore, for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, Srimati Radharani is extremely important. Up until the time of Madhavendra Puri in our disciplic succession, this relationship was not so prominent previously, up to Vatsalya Ras, or the parentalhood or relationship with the Lord. But from the time of Madhavendra Puri, and especially Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this Madhurya Rasa, or loving the Lord in the mood of Radharani and the gopis, has become very prominent. It's not that it's a new thing, of course it's eternal, but from time to time different levels of realization are disseminated by the Lord and His devotees according to time and circumstances. It is said that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu plundered the storehouse of love of God, Lord Chaitanya and the Panchatattva, and they distributed the contents freely to everyone. And what is that? What are those contents? Those contents are that we are learning to follow in the footsteps of Srimati Radharani and the gopis' love for Krishna. That is a mood of selfless devotion. Not desiring anything in return, not concerning ourselves with society, friendship, and love of this material world. One thing that always stands out in our minds in relationship with Srimati Radharani is that her mood is that if Krishna is more pleased to have the association of some other devotees more than my association, then without hesitation I will go and beg at the lotus feet of that devotee to please. I will bring that devotee to Krishna. In other words, her pleasure is Krishna's pleasure. There's no question of what she would like. The only consideration is what will be pleasing to Krishna. This is the epitome of pure bhakti. Anya bilashita shunyam janaka madhyanabhitam anaku yena krishnanu shivanam bhakti uttama. Without any consideration for one's own personal wish. And that is the platform on which Krishna's relationship with Radharani is enacted. And therefore, it cannot be compared to any mundane male-female relationship in this world. If we try to compare it, we become offensive even. We cannot compare. Because in the material world, the love, the so-called love, is actually lust. Lust means to fulfill my desire, I am making a relationship with you. You walk down to Coconut Grove, you see. It's all based on what will please me. If you get pleasure too, that's nice. But the main thing is my pleasure. That's lust. Whereas on the spiritual platform, there's no question. Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, and his descriptions of Srimati Radharani, he says that she is prepared to give up millions of lives in a moment for Krishna. Not that, of course, Krishna would want her to do so, but in other words, her own life, compared to giving Krishna pleasure, is insignificant. Therefore, she is the topmost of all the devotees. There is even Uddhava, who is the greatest friend of Lord Krishna. Uddhava had to come and take lessons from Srimati Radharani. Even the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, aspires to take lessons from Srimati Radharani. Nobody knows how to please Krishna as much as Srimati Radharani. That's the beautiful thing of Krishna consciousness. We don't simply get Krishna, but we also get Radharani. And we get all of Radharani's. You can't have Radharani without her gopi friends. Lalita, Vishakha, so many manjaris and assistants. So if you get Krishna, you don't get Krishna alone. You get Krishna with Radharani and Lalita and Vishakha, all the sakis. This is the spiritual world. It is not like the impersonalists think, that you go to the spiritual world and there's simply varietylessness. I mean, no varieties. No personalities. It is basically another version of the void of Buddhism. Annihilation. It is practically the same. But this is very popular. People want to merge and to give up their individuality, to not think of anything, to try to think of the all-pervasive nothingness. And the devotees simply can't understand why they would want nothingness when they could have the opportunity to enter into the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So silly. So foolish. So we should not be so foolish as to desire anything other than to re-enter into that realm of Radha Krishna pastimes. Now that's what the whole spiritual world, at least Goloka Vrindavan, is about. And we can do so, not directly. We cannot approach Radha Krishna pastimes directly. We have to approach through the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. Because they have understood the mood of the gopis, and they are realized on that platform. Chatta turnamashesha mandalapati shrenim sada tuchava bhutpa dina ganeshako karunaya kopina kantashita gopi bhava rasamrita vilahari kalola magna mahur ande rupa sanatana rupujago shijiva gopalako. These six Goswamis were all very wealthy and highly placed aristocratic personalities in society, but they gave up everything and simply accepted loincloths and slept under a different tree every night in Vrindavan. Hey Rad, hey Rajadevi, Kei Chalalite, Hey Nanda Sunakuta. And they were wandering about Vrindavan. Oh Radha, hey Rad, hey Rajadevi, Kei, the goddess of Vrindavan. Hey Nanda Sunakuta, where's the son of Nanda Maharaj? Where's Radharani? Have they gone to the Vamshivat? Have they gone to Govardhan? Have they gone to the bank of the Jamuna? Where are they now? So this is the mood of separation. Separation means that one is feeling that he wants to reunite with Krishna. Just like the gopis, Krishna, as we were hearing this morning, Krishna left Vrindavan ostensibly and plunged the gopis, the cowherd damsels, into the ocean of lamentation and separation from Krishna. So this mood, there's a saying in the material world, absence makes the heart grow fonder. So that is certainly true on the spiritual platform also. When one is desiring to reunite with Krishna, yugayitam imeshena chakshusha pravishayitam shunyayitam jagatsarvam govinda virahiname. Lord Chaitanya, in the mood of Srimati Radharani, has given us this verse, that feeling your separation, Krishna, I'm considering a moment to be like 12 years or more, and tears are pouring from my eyes like torrents of rain. In your absence, I'm feeling the whole world is vacant. This is the mood of Srimati Radharani. Oh, we cannot expect to understand so much. After all, we are beginning on the path of devotional service. But still the connection is there. Even in chanting, most of our Mahamantra is made up of the name of Srimati Radharani, Hare. So we are appealing to her again and again. And by Radharani's mercy, we can get the mercy of Krishna. And then we can re-enter into the spiritual world. After all, that is what we're preparing for. We don't have any other business here. Sometimes we think, well, we have to accomplish this and we have to do that and achieve this. We have no business here in this material world. This is not our home. This is just somehow or other we got lost. We were somehow or other confused, and we got off at the wrong stop. We ended up on planet Earth in Florida. And now we're thinking that we're supposed to be here. We have so many duties to perform for Florida, for the United States, for family, for this and for that. We have nothing to do here. This is not our place. We belong with Krishna and Radharani in the spiritual world. We don't belong here. So, then what is our business? Our business should be to purify our consciousness, to prepare ourselves, to get trained for re-entering into that association of Krishna and the gopis. That is real friendship. That is real love. Without any contaminated lust or greed or anger or envy. So this should be our desire. And Srimati Radharani is the most merciful, the most capable of bestowing. Srila Prabhupada describes that Srimati Radharani is so merciful that whenever she sees anyone, even cleaning the floor of the temple, and of course she sees, even here in this temple, Radharani is here. So whenever she sees anyone clean the floor or do a little service, she goes to Krishna and she brings this person, this person is a much better devotee than me, Krishna, please accept. And Krishna must accept. But that is why everyone appreciates Radharani. She's so popular because she acts on our behalf and presents our case to Krishna, even if we're just doing a little service. So therefore, we should, on this day, pray especially for the mercy of Srimati Radharani, and through the mercy of the spiritual master, representing her in guiding us in devotional service. The spiritual master is assisting the gopis in making tasteful arrangements for the service of Radha and Krishna. So, no one should try to become Radharani. We should try to become the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of Radharani. In this way, we can engage in devotional service happily, eternally, and be free from all the miseries of this material world. Shrimati Radharani ki jai, Shri Radhashtami ki jai. So, I think there's a verse. Prasadam is now? Right now. Okay, where will that be served? In a restaurant. So now we'd like to invite the bhaktas, all the devotees. Please come and honor the feast offered to Srimati Radharani. Hare Krishna.